This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Lawson, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Nice. Now, Lawson, tell us a little bit about your latest release, Pinch Hit.
Pinch Hit, yeah. It's a good little rock and roll number. It's got a lot of nostalgia about it as a song for us, but as Brizzy Boys, we've sort of been a band for about 2 years, and Pinch Hit, we've always struggled to find our missing fourth piece. We've always been a four piece, but it's always been the three of us, the bassist, myself and the drummer, who've always been together since the start, and we've struggled to find our fourth piece for such a long time. And we recently met a guy who was just such a talented blues rock guitarist, and had to invite him into the band, and actually had to pass on a previous guitarist, and Pinch Hit was the first song we wrote together, all four of us as a band, with this new guy, Tane, and it was just sort of the icing on the cake for us when we were still up in the air about what to do and which direction to go. And we knew as soon as we wrote this track that it was a good one for us, and we were really proud of it. So it's a good start, you know, sort of step in the right direction for us.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've been listening to it all week, knowing that we're going to be talking to you, and we've thoroughly enjoyed it. So you've got a winner there. You're about to do some shows in Melbourne for the single release tour, Thursday, September 28th, Tote Bar, and then on Sunday, October 1st at the Evelyn Hotel. Have you done many sort of like shows in Melbourne? How do you find Melbourne compared to performing around the country in different cities?
This will be the first tour to Melbourne, actually. We've just come off the back of our New South Wales leg of the Pinch Hit tour just this week, so we're back in Brisbane for this week coming, and then back down to Melbourne. But we've all been to Melbourne individually at times and know how the music scene is thriving down there, and we're good mates with the Cherry Dolls as well from Melbourne.
Awesome.
And they've been telling us, they're like, guys, you got to move to Melbourne, and we're going, we love Brisbane, but you know, even just to be in Melbourne as well during the weekend of the grand final as well, and I know how big of a deal that is. And even beyond just the shows, but just to be out and seeing shows as well on the Friday and Saturday, but also to get into such iconic venues like the Tote and the Evelyn, and be able to, you know, play our sort of new twist on classic rock and roll for the people of Melbourne. I think we're going to have a really good time, and I'm really excited to experience it with my best mates.
Yeah, nice. I'm sure you will. Pinch Hit, obviously about, like you said, finding that fourth piece of the puzzle, the newest guitarist, guitar member, Tane. Tell us about his importance in the band, and what he gives.
Yeah, he's a silent killer, Tane. I like to refer to him as that. He doesn't say too much, but what he says is so important. But he'll be funny. I'll be bashing around on the guitar or something, you know, and you're trying to write a track, or you're trying to nut out an idea or whatever it is, and, you know, he'll be very quiet and he'll be noodling, and then he'll just come up, and that sort of lick and that main riff in Pinch Hit, that hook, so to speak, that the song's built around, that's his hook. And I was just playing chords and all that kind of thing, and it's, you know, sort of wanting more from him, and he's, you know, fiddling and he's not giving me much, and then he comes out with that lick and it's like bang in your face. You're like, where did that come from? So he's unexpected when he moves, and when he moves fast, you know, and real hard. So he's such a key player now, and having spent, you know, the last week or so in the car driving, you know, 9 hours from Brisbane to Sydney with him, and everyone just sort of really came a lot closer together within the band, and you realise that he's as much an integral part of the band as he is the mateship as well that goes on internally, and he's got his own role with the social aspect of it as well. He likes to sit back and, you know, sort of watch it happen, and then, you know, next thing he's met, you know, the promoter for the club or something, you know what I mean, whatever it is. But yeah, he's a real integral part to even the personality balance as well, and that's really exciting.
In terms of your music in itself, you've said that it's a modern spin on rock and classic rock and roll. We've spoken to people before who have just got like such an eclectic mix of music, and when we listen to your music, it's obviously slightly different to the norm of what's out at the moment. What, in terms of inspiration and, you know, sort of leading down the line of doing something different, how did you get to the point where you decided that you wanted to create music like this? Because, I mean, you've obviously been making music before you found the fourth member of your team now. You know, like, in terms of development, do you feel that your music's changed throughout this period of time?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of us, you know, both Chase on bass and Connor on drums, both them have really opened up their musical mind a lot. And we've all come from different musical backgrounds. Some of it strains from classic rock. I'm much more down the roll side of rock and roll, you know, the sort of stone side of the kind of boppy stuff. Chase is a lot more pop orientated. Connor's a lot more heavy and sort of, you know, he loves his Muse and all that kind of thing. And I guess it was bringing that core, you know, even back from the early blues stuff, with your licks and, you know, your progressions, not necessarily chords, but your choruses and how the choruses play off the verses and that kind of thing. And just finding little elements here or there that sort of, they emulate a lot of different influences, and they become a new thing from that as well, because you can't say that even Supertramp necessarily sounds like the Stones, but there's influences of both those kind of, you know, artists in a lot of our new songwriting as well. And I think for me personally, as the front man, opening my mind up to a lot more of that kind of stuff and listening to the other members of the band and going, okay, you know, like that's very valid, and understanding the good in all different types of music as well is a big thing I've been working on, and it's really helped, I think, the development of the songwriting, the lyrics, the structure. I'm a sucker for falling back to what my music taste is, and I love my classic, you know, Bob Dylan and the Stones and the Doors and Zeppelin and all that kind of thing, but we're not necessarily writing songs completely based off that, and it's really exciting because you've just got so many new ideas coming out constantly.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're feeding off each other, which is awesome to hear. I wish we had that kind of chemistry in the studio here. We do our best, but it doesn't always work out that way.
I love it.
As we previously said, you've got a show on Thursday, September 28th at the Tote. Then you've got a show on Sunday, October 1st at the Evelyn Hotel.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.